Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Alrighty, third hour. What is going on? Teek and Tierney here. Football Monday, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. As always, we're coming to you from our downtown West Side studio, Manhattan, the Rocket Mortgage studio. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Obviously, Rodgers looking to bounce back. That, could you imagine if, like, the Packers, can you imagine if Aaron Rodgers plays poorly tonight? And could you imagine if the Lions, which is highly improbable, but if they won, the alarms, that would be, I mean, wow. I almost kind of would love to see something like that happen. It would be crazy to talk about.
You then cannot preach patience and relax and we'll figure this thing out.
No, at that point, there'd be an urgency that would be palpable.
Oh, yeah.
It would be different, a different scent for sure. We're going to get to Jameis here in a moment. You know, listen, touch on this in the open as we tried to bounce around and always do every Monday, connect the dots for you. Trevor Lawrence had a rough week one, and the Jaguars, you know, just below 200 yards offense yesterday again. But he had three picks in week one, two yesterday. Burrow's a second-year kid who, you know, missed basically half the season here. He had three picks on back-to-back passes. Lamar, despite the heroics, he had a couple of picks as well. Herbert, he had a couple of picks. I set all this up. I got to get one thing off my chest, and I'm not going to go too long. I'm not going to start yelling about this. But, man, Jet fans got to be kidding me. New York Jet fans have got to be kidding me booing Zach Wilson. Are you out of your minds?
They're booing performance.
I understand that.
Yeah, but it's just creating a precedent that's not good.
Jet fans, and I tweeted this, and many agreed, and those who didn't agree, and that's fine, you know, vociferously tweeted their displeasure at my characterization of their asinine ways, and that's fine. But you got to understand that, like, when 80,000 boos rain down and you tweet me and say, we weren't booing Zach Wilson, we were booing the fact that the Jets have been horrible for 10 years, and I get all that. But you've got to have more football intellect. You've got to know a little bit more, a little more sensitivity. It's the kid's second game in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's the home opener against Bill Belichick. And you boo him.
Well,
you got to be kidding me with this.
You get booed for poor performance. I don't. In New York, I don't care what your circumstances are.
I do.
So
I care about circumstances.
And so I didn't see this in real time. Did this happen after the fourth?
I watched it in real time.
Did it happen after the fourth?
It happened a lot earlier than it should have. I mean, listen, Gerrit Cole got booed off the hill this weekend. He gave up seven runs.
Yeah.
May have cost himself the Cy Young. Yankees are drowning again all of a sudden. I don't even have an issue with that, even though he's carried the team this year. The kid's a rookie, and this is the treatment that a bunch of dopey Jet fans decided to engage in.
Well,
I'm embarrassed for you.
Here's the problem.
Moronic.
Here is a problem with the Jets and really Zach Wilson, and a lot of it is hype related. Because all we heard this offseason after Zach Wilson was drafted by the Jets was, oh, man, this kid is unbelievable. His all-scheduled throws, his ability to throw when there's under pressure and, you know, make decisions that, you know, most quarterbacks can't make. Oh, only Patrick Mahomes can make that throw. A lot of times what I'm seeing is Zach Wilson trying to make those throws that only Patrick Mahomes can make, or maybe even Lamar Jackson. Like Lamar Jackson's jump pass to Hollywood Brown was just stupid. Like you shouldn't be able to do that. He was getting ready to take off and run. It was like, oh, he's wide open, and he jumped, with no leverage, right? His arm hadn't even started to go back in a throwing motion, mm-hmm. and he's in the air, and he still manages to push that ball 30 yards downfield to Hollywood Brown, and obviously it led to a touchdown. It was a spectacular play. But so often we see Pat Mahomes, when he's compromised, just fling it like he's throwing a baseball across the diamond, you know, halfway on the ground. And Pat Mahomes can do that and do it accurately. A few of those interceptions, at least two of them, were Zach Wilson, feet completely not set, his momentum actually going the wrong way, mm-hmm. right? And trying to make a miraculous throw because people have told him for however long, yeah, you can make that throw. When you're a rookie, you can't make that throw because mm-hmm. the speed is just not there, right? I mean, the speed is so much greater on the makeup side.
The opening's
side.
Not there because of the speed.
Yeah, the opening's not there, but the speed on the defensive side to make up is so much greater.
I'm with you. I don't want to see those throws.
You can float that thing in college, and it's still going to get there because, one, the defender doesn't know where it is, and two, even if he does, he's not going to get there. He's not fast enough. In the NFL, you make those kind of risky throws, you're going to get picked. And so part of the problem is that he's believing all of this stuff that people have said about him, and he's trying to do it. Like if he believed it and just was fundamentally sound, I'd say he's just ignoring it. He's just being himself. But he's fundamentally unsound in some of these things that he's doing on game day, and that's not okay.
Oh, listen, I'm not sitting here saying he played well. He was awful. Although Corey Davis, you got to catch that one ball that True. Went right through your hands.
The first two weren't really his fault.
No, I mean, that just
one was a
out
tip,
of control.
One was a tip. Corey Davis got a – I mean – as an offensive player, when a ball is high, you're almost better off letting go than tipping it straight up in the air.
You're talking about the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the second one was a catch you got to make.
Yeah, I agree.
Which would have been a first down.
Yes.
No, again, this is not to say that Zach Wilson played well. Now, I do want to play something because is this the cut where he said the boos were okay? Where he said, this is, I think you can learn a lot. Like Justin Fields, by the way, Justin Fields' demeanor, I don't know if you caught this. We don't have this sound, but he said yesterday at the podium, he said, I'm built for this. Like, I'm built for this. Whether it's,
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether it's this week, and I paraphrase now, but he flat out said, I'm built for this. So, you know, despite 6-for-13, throwing the ball, the pick, and he did have the one time, he didn't play well. He looked ill prepared.
He was average. He looked average.
He looked a little overwhelmed, like Zach looked overwhelmed. But I love what he projected post game. What did Zach Wilson say after four picks?
I just got to tell myself, you know, hey, I can't be gun shy. I got to go there. I got to sling it around. You know, I got to still be aggressive down the field, you know, especially when we're down. And I got to take care of the ball. So, you know, when things don't go right, you just got to move on.
Okay, so, Mike, you do have the booing. Okay, so here's Zach Wilson reacting to the boos.
I mean, I'm not paying attention to it, but they should be booing, right? It's exactly what I just said. We didn't play well on offense. You know, our defense gave us a good chance to win, and we didn't execute, and we didn't move the ball well. We didn't score any points, so we got to do a better job there.
All right, I can't tell you how many dopes tweeted back at me and said, even Zach Wilson said we should boo him. No, that's somebody who's got, you know, innate awareness where if he knows if he says, well, imagine if Zach Wilson would have, imagine the controversy today. If Zach Wilson, God forbid, thank God the kid didn't say this.
Yeah.
If his head was spinning and he wasn't really used to 1,000 people asking him questions at that moment, and he's like, you know, man, I was a little surprised at the boos. I don't expect that from the home. Like, innocently. You know how twisted that would have been?
Yeah.
So he said the right thing. Doesn't make it right, Jeff Fans.
Look,
bad look. Learn from it.
I think there's a lot of things that need to happen for this Jets team to get right. And, you know, this wasn't supposed to be a Jets segment, but it's kind of turning into one because the Saints played similar to the Jets. I think the Jets actually had more total yards.
The Jets ran the ball pretty well.
Than the Saints did. They did run the ball well. I've said this last week, but it's the reality. They have a rookie head coach, a rookie quarterback, and a rookie offensive coordinator. Now, Mike LaFleur, who is their OC and calling the games for the first time, this is the second game he's calling. He's on the sidelines. And the reason he said he was down there, I told you this last week, is because he wanted to be there for Zach when the inevitable, you know, bad
when they started booing him?
Yeah, well, no, just when things would go wrong. You know, but the real reason that he's down there is, and this, he told us this last week, is Greg Knapp, who was their quarterback coach, who passed away in that terrible bike accident out in California. I mean, I think it was like 2 weeks before training camp.
It was.
Right? He was the one who was bonding with Zach and, tutoring him and teaching him the ins and outs of playing high-level football in New York. Mm-hmm. And so Mike is down on the sideline because Greg's not able to be there, obviously. And so I think it's affecting how Mike is calling the plays. Now, you might have on your sheet, you know, these guys have these sheets and they got their play call. It's like, okay, third, you know, it's literally first and 10, you know, second long, second and 5 to 10, you know, second and 2, you know, same thing all the way. That's what those sheets have. Mm-hmm. It's like calls to call when, you know, given whatever the situation is, where you are field position wise, et cetera. And it's easy to look at it and be like, without any context, and just mm-hmm. say, all right, we're going to call this play next, and we're going to call this play next. But when you're up in the booth, this is why a lot of offensive coordinators, they sit up there, because it's easier to see or process what a defense is actually trying to do to you.
Yep.
So I think as much as I understand why Mike LaFleur is on the field,
up in the box.
He's got to go up to the box.
I agree.
And Zach will figure it out.
Yeah.
He's a smart kid. He's got to get on the phone. It's fine. Someone else will be down there to communicate anything that Mike needs to, you know, relay to him. But that's also one of the issues that's going on right now.
Yeah, I just had to get that off my chest because I when I hear 80,000 people booing, and I know what they were booing, but you got to process it. That bothered me, man. All right, so Jameis Winston's heard boos. Mm-hmm. I'm sure eventually at some point, if Trevor Lawrence throws 30 picks this year, you know, I'm sure some, I know Jacksonville is different than New York and New Jersey, but he might hear a few. If Justin Fields goes sideways in Chicago, he'll hear Rex Grossberger. I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. Eventually, you're going to get booed if you don't play well. What determines how resilient a quarterback ultimately becomes, like somebody like Sam Darnold, who now has a much better situation? Granted, it's early two games for Sam against average teams. But, the Saints are better than average. But what really determines what you morph into is who you're surrounded by and how much you can keep that confidence intact.
Yep.
Not stubbornness in terms of making throws you shouldn't make, but still being free and easy and doing what you know you can do. And I said all that because I want to ask you, you know, do you think that there's a little mental setback for Jameis Winston this week? That's the lowest amount of yards that the Sean Payton offense has had in well over 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but I think it takes some context. And I think as this season goes on, we're going to realize that the Carolina Panthers might have the best defense in football. And I'm not even joking.
I love them.
Right? They're number one in the NFL right now. And a lot of that's because of what happened in the week two. So the numbers aren't, there's not nearly enough representative sampling yet. But Hassan Reddick, whose name I've mentioned at least, you know, three times a week since I did that game last week or 2 weeks ago, is because he's got 3 sacks on the season. He's disruptive as hell. He's got tackles for a loss. He quarterback hits. He's got 4 quarterback hits in 2 games. Like, he gets after the quarterback. Quarterback pressures, they don't really keep a tally on, but I think he's upwards in, you know, close to 10 quarterback pressures as well. And he's not even their best rusher per se. Brian Burns is supposedly their best rusher. So they get after the quarterback, so they make it difficult for you. The kid they drafted last year in the first round, Derek Brown from Auburn, he's just a monster, mm-hmm. right? He's not Aaron Donald.
Top 10 pick.
But he's a monster.
Big.
Space taker and, you know, a bull. And so you can't run the ball against them, mm-hmm. right? Because their linebackers are good with Shaq Thompson and everyone else. And their secondary is actually pretty good with Dante Jackson and J.C. Horn from South Carolina, who they took with the first pick. So it's hard to find any space with this against this team. And so they go up against a Saints squad, which, I mean, 8 coaches they were missing because of COVID.
Didn't a few of them get back? I know
maybe
were impacted during the week for sure because of COVID protocol. I don't remember the exact,
but whatever it was.
Impacted.
It was a significant number.
Yep.
And I don't know if that's game planning affects game planning.
It's got to.
I don't know if it affects
continuity.
Well, not even that. Like putting in the X's and O's. Like, so when we go, we'd have a running back meeting. If you were the coach, you'd be standing at the board and you'd be installing this. You'd be like, all right, this is what we're going to do against when, Hassan Reddick tries to do this off the edge. This is how we're going to defend it,
mm-hmm.
right? Or combat it, right? Who's doing that, right? Is it like the quality control assistant? Is it the running back coach from Zoom? Like, who's doing that? And so as you install, like, this is the minutia behind the scenes. If my running back coach wasn't in a room for a week,
mm-hmm.
we would suck that week.
Really?
Yes, because there's
direct correlation no matter how good you are.
Exactly right. Because
wow.
There's nuance and detail on how you attack specific defenses. Mm-hmm. And now these guys are doing it via Zoom or not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I understand it. I think I'm not really sold on Jameis even after that 5-touchdown game in week one. There's just too much to correct like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are like, oh, he's fixed. Let's wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand why they got blown out of the water this past weekend, at least offensively.
Well, the third pick, the pick when it was 17-0, where he just chucked it and ducked it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of throw that makes you say, that's the old Jameis.
You're right.
That's just,
that scares you.
That was a big time regression.
Agreed.
Is that a guy? Now, I think it was third down. It was, yeah. So
trying to make a play.
Well, you could even say, now, I don't know if he was thinking this. If he was, this will be next level intelligence. And I would be okay with this ridiculous throw. If he said to himself, it's the same as a punt, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So at third down, you throw it toward the end line. I believe it was picked off around the 3 or 4 yard mm-hmm. line. So in essence, it would have been like a great punt inside the 5.
Yeah, sure, that's a good point.
So, but was he thinking that?
I don't know.
Thinking that changes the way I process the throw.
That's true.
If he's not thinking that, then he's just kind of regressing back to what he used to do.
And I don't want to say, I hope not, because I want to believe that he's gotten himself right.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, they played a really good defense in non-ideal situations because the coaching staff was severely compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed up. Carolina might be good this year.
Carolina's going to be good this
their
year.
Their defense is good, and Sam Darnold he looks like a completely different person.
And
completely different person.
McCaffrey's incredible.
Yeah, he's wow. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, I have nothing else to say. He's wow.
Yeah.
And they're well coached. Matt mm-hmm. Rhule is a hell of a coach. Brady, hell of a hire.
Like Matt Rhule is one of
they're interesting.
He's one of my favorite people in the NFL. We've had him on the show before.
Yep.
But after meeting him in person, just spending some time with him and his personality, it's really collegiate. Meaning, I don't mean that like, oh, it's a collegiate. Go for it. It's just it feels like a college coach.
You were saying that,
right? And he's nice as hell.
Yeah.
Right. You just like want to root for the guy. You want to like play hard from him. And that generally doesn't work in the NFL, right? Because right, it just doesn't work in the NFL. But God, I hope it does, because he's awesome. And I would love to see that kind of style of coaching, like this really familiar coaching style, work in the NFL, where we've always seen success be the Bill Belichicks of the world, the Tom Coughlins, and the hard asses.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Rhule is the antithesis of that.
Oh, it's going to work.
He's fantastic.
If they stay healthy, and I'm not even saying Darnold's necessarily going to be the guy in 3 years, he very well could be, but I mean, unless they have a rash of injuries, they're not going to lose suddenly 3 out of 4. Like the Carolina Panthers are going, they're going into December chasing wildcard spot.
Joe Brady, their offensive coordinator, he's young, he's fun. Like it feels fun.
Yeah.
Like it's like football that you want to be a part of.
No.
See, it feels like a game.
I'm happy for Sam.
It's a job, but it feels like a game. I'm happy for Sam too. He feels at peace.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks before the season started, Sean King, former NFL quarterback, back up with the championship Bucs. He won a championship. Star Tulane, when they had that great, I think they were 12-1, maybe 11-1, whatever it was. Great college player. He said on the show, Jameis Winston's got a chance to win the MVP. And he was gloating after week one. What is he doing after week two? We'll find out coming up next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network on a very, very busy football Monday. Official predictions coming up. Monday night game to wrap up week two. And then before you know it, Thursday starts week three. Sam Darnold and the Panthers in that defense, and obviously McCaffrey and Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore, et cetera, going against the Texans. And I just saw during the break that Tyrod Taylor is going to be out possibly 4 weeks for that hamstring. So as you and I surmised, it's not going to be Deshaun Watson. But until they say it's not Deshaun Watson, it's, you never know.
We can speculate about
it. Which we have. Speaking of speculation, this guy had quite the speculatory hot take back on July 29th. We love him. He's a great analyst, former NFL quarterback, played at Tulane, 12-0. It may have been the Liberty Bowl that they won, but had a great season, late 90s. Sean King, Super Bowl champ as well. Before we actually say hi to him, listen to this hot stuff he was dropping July 29 about Jameis Winston. Give me 10 seconds. Jameis Winston, does he have some fun this year? Does he make some plays? Winston, Saints.
MVP caliber season.
What? You're going to end the conversation with that?
MVP caliber season. Sean Payton is probably the most foremost guru genius at getting pieces to fit and do things that they're good at.
All right there, Sean. So I know you were feeling yourself after week one. 5 touchdowns, even with nominal yardage. Saints with a big win against a good team. They destroyed the Packers. And then week two came about. So there was one Jameis, and then there was a totally different Jameis. Who's the real Jameis? What's up, buddy?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, it's the week one Jameis. Here's what's amazing about the game at Carolina. Half the coaching staff wasn't there because of COVID protocol.
Yep.
And during the game, they put a graphic up, the roster they expected to have coming out of training camp. 10 of those guys are missing right now. So the Saints are kind of going to have to tread some water here early until they get 100% and get all their guys back. But Jameis is going to be fine. I mean, Carolina, I think, probably one of the more underrated teams. You know, you look at that defense, and they have some guys who have done some great things in this league. And offensively, when you start putting Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, I mean, that's a good three elite skill guys. And Sam Darnold looks like he's living up to where he was drafted initially out of Southern Cal. And when you look at what's going on with Zach Wilson and the Jets, maybe it wasn't Sam Darnold. Maybe it's just the Jets.
Yeah. He's finally with a real franchise. That's why I really thought Darnold would do well.
Got an offensive line and a lot of weapons.
And a dump-off weapon of McCaffrey and real coaching. No, he's going to be pretty good this year. And the Panthers, I'm with you. And Teek likes him as well. I'm like, I think they'll be a playoff team. But take us inside the room forget about the players who didn't play this week. What about the install of the game? You know, because Tiki was theorizing, you know, if you had all these people missing as a running back, it's one thing, and it would be detrimental. If you're the quarterback and there's 8 coaches missing, what was Jameis' week like leading up to this game, do you think?
Well, it's something they've never gone through. You know, did you guys see the Peyton and Eli deal on Monday Night Football?
Yeah. A little bit.
And you saw Travis Kelce come on the interview. He didn't even realize they were playing the Ravens.
Yeah.
He said the wrong team. And I just said that to say, like, most NFL guys are focused on the opponent they just played.
That's right.
They show up the next week fully dependent on the coaching staff to have laid out, okay, this is what they do. This is how we're going to attack it. This is how you fit into how we're going to attack their deficiency. So when you take that tutelage and that guidance away from 3, 4, 5 different positions, I mean, that's tough.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I don't know how they even put up. I mean, it makes sense they only had 128 total yards in the game.
But they didn't have a lot in the first week either. He only threw for 140.
Yeah, but at least defensively they were stout and they were frustrating I mean, this was a disaster. But you mentioned Carolina, and you know, we assumed that this division was going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Tampa looks great. I mean, Tom Brady is ageless. He's now saying he's going to play till he's 50. Gronk looks like he's 27, 28 years old, right? And we just assume that, you know, it's going to be Tampa and everybody else. Currently, Carolina has the number one defense in football. And you mentioned some of the offensive names. These guys on defense are ballers as well. Can they make a playoff run, even though a lot of people didn't see it coming this offseason?
Absolutely. You know, I actually did the Bill Walsh internship with the Panthers this year. So I was there for almost all of April and half of May for their OTAs. And, I mean, they added Hassan Reddick to increase the pass rush. They drafted J.C. Horn. Like, they got some guys. You know, Matt Rhule, I think, does an outstanding job of leading men. You know, the big question mark was, you know, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
You know, did the Jets ruin him? Or were the Panthers going to be able to kind of rekindle, you know, the opinion everyone in the league had of him coming out of college? And through 2 weeks, I mean, I love when great things happen to all the people that are involved in trades. And this looks like one of the best situations ever, because Teddy is flourishing in Denver, and it looks like Sam and Carolina are exactly what each other needed. So I think from a talent standpoint, to answer your question, Tiki, they're as good as all but about 3 teams in the NFL from a talent standpoint, top to bottom.
I don't disagree. We're talking to Sean King, former NFL quarterback and, of course, a great player at Tulane. He won a Super Bowl as a backup with the Bucs, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
I was talking to Rondé yesterday, Sean, and he was at the game, the Tampa game, and he was with the Falcons, some of the Falcons people as well. And he was saying they missed, man. They missed an opportunity for Justin Fields, because Matt Ryan, I mean, there are moments where he looks okay, but there's other moments, and a lot of them, where he just looks done, right? I know the Falcons are rebuilding, and Arthur Smith's got a bigger challenge on his hands than I think he assumed, but this Falcons team's going to be bad. Do you think they missed on not getting one of these quarterbacks? Because next year's quarterback class is not elite, unless you count the kid from Liberty. There's really one guy who has a first-round grade. The Falcons might have done themselves dirty themselves.
Well, absolutely. And I think the main reason is you can't have an immobile quarterback with a bad offensive line. And those two things just don't go together. And, you know, at least from the outside looking in, I'm not inside the building, it looks like from a salary dump standpoint, they were like, we either have to get rid of Julio or get rid of Matt.
I see.
And Julio still seems to have some eliteness in him, and Matt doesn't. So it's going to be a long year in Atlanta. You know, I was so disappointed in their effort in week one. You know, new coach, home opener. You know, I didn't really understand the offensive game plan. They were in tight end, fullback, I formation. You know, I wasn't really sure what
they were doing. You're like, wait a second. What year is this?
So it's going to be a long season in Atlanta. I mean, I don't see any pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. They're going to have to blow that thing all the way up.
Yeah,
they do have two good young pieces, though, in
Pitts.
Kyle Pitts and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah. Ridley, for sure, no doubt. And Gage is okay as well, but the other two definitely difference makers. So what are you seeing on film? Two things. What are you seeing on film down in Jacksonville? And just the overall vibe with Urban Meyer. What are you feeling about the Jags early?
So I do a spot down in Jacksonville every week, and I said this before the season, and I'll echo it here. The best thing the Jaguar fan base can do is not care about the result. Just use this season as an opportunity to get experience for a lot of young guys and a young head coach. Because you can see the talent is there with Trevor Lawrence. I mean, you can see DJ Shark and those guys flash talent, but they just don't have enough guys to win games in this league. You know, so this is going to be a growing year for Urban. This is going to be a growing year for Trevor, but I think they're going to benefit greatly from it the following year. You know, a lot of people look at Troy Aikman and that Dallas Cowboy run and forget the Cowboys are terrible Aikman's rookie year. I think they went like, what, 1-15?
Yep, yeah. 1-15.
Or something.
Yep, yep.
So I think this was very similar. Don't worry about the results. Just get experience, work on some things, try some things that maybe you were thinking about from a creativity standpoint, mm-hmm. offensively and defensively, catalog what works and what doesn't work, and use everything you learn from this year to help you going into next year.
You know, Sean, what about up in Chicago? Now, I know Bears fans are probably inwardly cheering, and nobody's cheering for Andy Dalton to get hurt, but he gets hurt and Justin Fields has to take over. He's kind of average at best, but they did get the win because their defense was great. And I almost feel like that might be the perfect circumstance for Justin Fields to take the reins right now. He doesn't have to do too much. Now you game plan so he feels comfortable. He looked a little lost in the Andy Dalton game plan, but you game plan so he feels comfortable. You rely on that defense with Roquan Smith and Mac, Khalil Mack and a bunch of those other guys who are hawk ball hawks, right? This is, it kind of is going to work out, I think, okay for the Chicago Bears right now.
You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I envy Matt Nagy. I want to one day have that relationship with my boss. I could just do dumbheaded thing after dumbheaded thing and don't get fired.
Yep.
You know, that's got to be like a great feeling. We draft Mitchell Trubisky instead of, Deshaun Watson,
yep.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. So we screwed that one up. So now we're going to take the kid in the first round, but we're going to play Andy Dalton because he says it's his time. And that's not taking us anywhere. I mean, this is a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you? I know they made the playoffs last year, but nobody really views the Bears as a legitimate Super Bowl contender. You have a young quarterback. Your fan base is looking for something to believe in. Obviously, it's not going to be Andy Dalton. Why not play Justin, get him experience? You know, he's a kid. When you look at what he did statistically at Ohio State, he can really throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get enough credit for his arm talent. You know, I want to say it was 41 touchdowns and 5 or 6 interceptions this senior year at Ohio State. That's hard to do. So I would play him. They got some good young pieces. I love the running back, Montgomery. They re-signed Allen Robinson. You know, they have some other young receivers there. So I play Justin and let him develop. And hopefully the second half of the season, he's got enough experience where you guys can make a run. Because it's not like the NFC North looks like it's that formidable.
No, but I'm going to push back a little bit here. And I'm a huge Fields fan, but number one, he did not look good yesterday, so let's not ignore that. He looked a little overwhelmed, and Andy Dalton was playing well.
Have you ever chauffeured?
No.
So if you were driving this couple to this nice, nice spot, and all of a sudden, right before they got out the car, the woman was like, I need you to come and do this dance with me. You probably wouldn't perform as good as if you knew leading up to that Friday or Monday that you could practice the dance and prepare for the dance, and you can work on what you weren't good at,
mm-hmm.
and get a good feel for it. This is Justin. It's for a rookie quarterback, it's a huge difference knowing that I'm the starter, getting all the first-team reps, you know, kind of honing the game plan to what I can do right now as opposed to being the backup in the game plan that's built for Andy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're professional. You got to be ready, but mm-hmm. he'll tell you. The game plan is built for the guys they think are going to play.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
If
I had gotten hurt, and luckily I didn't, what they wanted when Brandon Jacobs was my backup, it would have been, they would have.
Well, you couldn't do what he did, and he couldn't come close to doing what you did.
That's exactly
two
right.
Two different skill sets.
And now imagine that, like, tripled for quarterbacks. Maybe even, like, 10 times different for quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I got
it's,
you.
It's a good analogy, though, because I think that's about right.
Yeah, it's almost as right as your Jameis Winston MVP MVP pick.
Hey, just be patient.
Hey, man, good rapping with you, Sean. Always always fun. Thank you very much, Sean King.
Hey, thank you, guys. And let me say one last thing. Please send an email over to the Jets and tell them not to ruin Zach Wilson.
Oh, dude, Sean.
We just finished talking about it.
Oh, Sean. You know, I'll do one more. I'll go and knock down the damn door in the building. I won't even wait for the email to transmit electronically. I'll just scream it in their faces.
Y'all have a great day, man.
Oh, yeah, it's off to a great start. Thanks, pal. Please don't ruin Zach Wilson. I have limits, man. I'm resilient, and I think that Zach has more talent than Sam, and I always thought that Sam was going to regenerate somewhere. I know the Jet fans are overreacting today about Zach Wilson, but, geez, four picks.
It's not Zach Wilson.
That was jarring.
It's not Zach.
I understand that, but we still watched four picks.
True, it's not all Zach Wilson.
I know that, but we still saw four picks. Let's get the update. Ack is on top of that. We'll come back, keep with a blast. Ack, go ahead, Rich. What do you got?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're going to get to the blast here in a moment, tell you what we think happens a little MNF tonight. First, though, we ask our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So, this one coming in, Jamie in Ohio. He writes, or she, I'm not really sure, J-A-M-I-E, both ways. Baker came back after getting hurt trying to make a tackle, but man, that looked really bad at first. What are our thoughts on quarterbacks throwing blocks or trying to make tackles? Teak, when I first saw that, I honestly thought he was out months. Mm-hmm. The way his shoulder was dangling?
Well, he dislocated, he subluxed it, so they had to pop it back in. And so I don't love quarterbacks doing this, but if they are going to do this, you got to teach them how to use their bodies. Zach Wilson had one of these as well.
Yeah,
they tend to reach out because they don't want to use their bodies to make the tackle, so they reach out. And the farther your arms are away from your body making a tackle, the more likely you are to injure a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to tell your quarterback, you throw an interception or there's a fumble, go make a play, teach him to body him. Don't teach him to try to grab, because that's just nothing's good going to happen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guarantee low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I would even say take it a step further. I mean, unless it's the fourth quarter or it's a pivotal game or it's a one-score game, mm-hmm. even late third, just run the other way.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want you getting blocked.
It's hard to do that, though. It's hard instinctually. You're a football player.
I understand
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Something
bad like that happens, you're just like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Hey, you know what? You got to coach it out of him. I respect it. But just like you want to try to coach the bad throws out of Jameis and Lawrence and Wilson and these kids, you got to coach some of the stuff that can really put them on the shelf out of them. I get it. I mean, I respect, part of me loves it. And then part of me cringes. Like, yeah, okay, so they popped his shoulder back in. But what if his ligaments got stretched? To your point, you're 100% right. If your arms are out there, that's when, if you roll into somebody, you have a better chance of staying healthy. You might get concussed.
But
you're not going to have an arm come out of its socket or God forbid, worse. So dangerous stuff. But he averted disaster. And they had some other in Jarvis Landry went down. We'll see if Beckham, who did not play, has not played yet this season, 0-2. We'll see. Maybe his return coincides with Landry's absence. I don't know, but that could have been really bad for the Browns. All right, TK, ready for the blast? See what we got?
I am.
Let's go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you five stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for the blast with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, T. During last night's player intros on NBC, Ravens defensive back and former Longhorn Deshaun Elliott announced that he attended DBU. Now, that would be DB-U. Many called him out, claiming LSU is DBU. So what college do we think of is the actual DBU?
I have no idea.
I'm still going to probably say old school Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Florida State.
Not Florida
maybe.
State, too.
I mean, you got the greatest of the great and Deion.
Deion's there, yeah, yeah. I mean,
I have no
that's
idea.
That's a tough one. I would have, you know what? I have to say LSU, though.
There's the top of my head.
I say LSU.
There's no way to think about that off the top of your head. Because you don't know where DBs come from. I mean, some of them you do. Like wide receivers, you get it. Tight ends, you understand.
Well,
DBs, I never thought about it.
I feel like LSU still has the distinction, and rightfully so. I'm sure we're missing a couple of guys.
Why? Because Honey Badger had two picks, pick six yesterday and two interceptions?
No, I mean, no. Because,
Patrick Peterson.
Because Ryan Clark tells us every day on TV that it's DBU. Yeah, he's okay. Sticking up for his boys out there. I mean, who are the great DBs from LSU? Who are we missing here? I mean, you look at
that's
the last.
That's my point. I know. I can't think of them off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'd probably say Alabama before I said DB, before I said LSU.
Alabama?
Simply because they get all their DBs drafted in the first round.
A lot of them bomb, though. D. Milliner was a complete stiff. I mean, yeah. A lot of them bomb. Tough question. We don't like the questions. Too much. Requires too much thought, actually. Right, Stu Getz.
Well, just to answer your question, Jamal what? Adams, Jalen Mills, and Tre'Davious White are on that LSU list as well. With
Tre'Davious White is a great corner. Jamal just got paid. Terrific safety. Forgot about him. How did I forget about my guy who was drafted sixth? That's why I did say LSU, but I forgot a few names. Tre'Davious is great. All right, according to CNBC, the NBA is looking for a broadcast package between $70 and $75 billion over 9 years for its next deal in 2024. Now, if the league does get this, the salary cap could skyrocket from $112 million, where it currently sits, to approximately $175 million. What impact would a $175 million salary cap have on the league's competitive balance? I don't think it would really change a ton, only because there's only so many. One thing that will not change is that there's only so many guys who are truly max players. You can give guys max money, but they're not going to make the difference that you think they're going to make just because you handed them a blank check. So let's understand that, number one. Number two, the cities with tax breaks and lineage and certain things that young athletes are looking for are still going to be preferred destinations. So that's not going to change either. So whether it's a dollar and you divvy it up, you know, every guy gets a penny, or $175 million, I don't think it really matters.
No, it doesn't matter because the percentage that goes to the top-end guys is going to stay the same, right? So if they're now making, if the salary cap goes up 20%, that means that the elite of the elite are going to make 20% more. Right, so you're right, BT. I don't think it's going to change much. Maybe it'll make some of the smaller market teams feel more comfortable spending money. But I don't think it's going to change the competitive balance of the league.
I mean, think about this. Even the teams in the last 20 years where veterans at the end went for peanuts, right, to try to chase a championship, you'd still have that. I don't think that it would make more teams championship viable. I just think it would really strengthen those teams that are already in the driver's seat now.
Yeah.
You know, you get the seventh guy, the sixth. Instead of having to take like $6 million, you could take $18 million. Far more palatable for a guy who might take more money and go to a bad team, but since it's somewhat negligible, the money, he's like, no, I'm going to go get a championship.
That's right.
All right. So former NBA All-Star Joe Johnson's made quite the impression during his time playing to the Big Three. Two consecutive MVPs. Johnson caught up with TMZ Sports over the weekend, told him he's not done, and that he's leaving the door open to a return to the NBA. What impact do we think a 40-year-old Johnson would have for an NBA team?
He could be a spot-up shooter, and that's about it. 40 years old, you're not defending anyone.
No, you're not defending anybody.
Not that he did that to great, you know, skill before. What impact? I don't know. He can maybe give you 12 minutes a game, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give you some points off the bench, but he's not difference-making anything.
No. He also does. I didn't watch the Big Three this year, but I know he also does a lot of his damage not a lot. Some of it inside. He's got a big butt. He's a big, strong guy. Are you getting away with that in the NBA where there's more congestion and more than six players on the court?
No.
The answer is no. Do I think he can actually help somebody? Like, if Joe Johnson used to play for the Nets. If Joe Johnson was on the Nets, I'd be like, that's not a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
As the eighth man, seventh man, bucket here. Big minutes and defense not happening. Spot help. Yeah. The New York Mets will likely be in the market for new head of baseball ops this winter. And according to a friend of the show, John Heyman, Billy Bean of the A's, all right, could be an option. So how do we think Bean's money ball mentality would transfer to a big market with an owner willing to spend big, superbly? And by the way, the other part of that rumor, not even rumor because it's not unfounded, it's not reckless like in insinuation, like it's actually connected by people who really know what's going on. There's a thought that it could be a tandem with Bob Melvin coming over as the manager as well.
Oh, wow.
I think Bob Melvin's one of the great managers in baseball. Every time I talked to Billy Bean and interviewed Billy, I always walked away thinking, what would this guy do with an actual checkbook? The principles of what he knows would not be compromised, but you would now have a bigger pool. I think it would be a home run. If they got Bean and Melvin, that's exact, or Theo, that's what the Mets should be doing.
Yeah, I would agree. Good next.
Time's
up. He's not really feeling the blast.
The blast is over for another day.
I wanted to get to Eli and Peyton's nephew. Arch, okay. Who made his junior season debut of his junior year, 19 of 34. It's not
That's
great.
It.
238 yards, but three. I know.
Kid's a bum.
400 yards. Where's the point? Three touchdowns in addition to 50 rushing yards and a score. So he had four total touchdowns. And
he's a junior, you said?
Yeah, 280 yards. He has offers from Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, and six other schools. He'll constantly, and this is about really, you know, is he going to be compared to Archie's, to his brother, nephew, what are they? The uncles. His uncle's careers.
Uncle Payton.
But I really was looking at this as like,
hey, where $30 million?
Yeah,
sure,
exactly.
There you go, kid. I got it.
Can I have a Lamborghini for my freshman year at college?
He'll get that with the NIL.
Yeah, right. Should he go? I think he should go to Ole Miss.
Go to Notre Dame.
Go play for Lane Kiffin.
Really? I got a better one.
Go ahead.
Go to USC. Restore the brand that is USC. Get the Trojans back on the radar of relevance. That's what I would
That's
like
a good
to
one. The problem is it's all the way across the country.
I know. I understand.
They're a Mississippi family.
I
can see him going to Ole Miss.
Yeah, all I'm not saying I think he's going to go to USC. I think that would be incredibly
the problem
great
with
for the
Alabama
conference and the sport.
Is that Alabama's going to get the other number one, you know, quarterbacks. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a churning.
Man, Clemson he's that good. It doesn't matter who they get. He's a Manning. I mean, he's a Manning.
But you think he's going to be gifted the starting job?
No, but I think he's going to be so great. He's not going to be gifted anything. He's just going to win it.
All right.
Green Bay cover the 11, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
I hope so. Enjoy it. I agree. But I think they pull away late to get it. Have a great night. Enjoy the game. Safe, sensible, sane. We'll see you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.